This is Tampa Bay Today with Schreiner. Call now, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
Welcome back to Tampa Bay Today at Podcast Radio 1010 Tampa Bay. I am Schreiner, and this is what I've been waiting for this morning. Had to wait through the holidays, and we're excited to welcome a guest on the line that is involved in one of the longest-running Tampa Bay charitable organizations that is having an amazing impact on the health and well-beings of families here in the Tampa Bay area. We welcome Mike Sutton from Habitat for Humanity, who has renamed the organization because of a tremendous expansion of services, and we're going to get to all of that. Mike, thank you so much for taking some time and coming on the show today.
Hey, Happy New Year, Schreiner. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Happy New Year. What a great way to start the new year to learn more about Habitat for Humanity, which, by the way, what is the official, let's have you announce it for those that are new to this. What is now the official name of the organization here in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, it's a really exciting year for us as we turn the corner here into 2025. We recently took on Hernando County as part of our service area. And so now being in three counties here in the Tampa Bay region, we've actually renamed our organization to Habitat for Humanity, Tampa Bay Golf Side.
Right.
And so
it's a fantastic way to help people understand the, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say now we'll be serving Pinellas, Pasco and Hernando counties.
Right. And that's the great thing because you really are serving the Gulf Coast community here in this area and really having an impact on families and their lives, which can be generational. When we talk about the difficulties of home ownership and everything else, the wonderful thing about Habitat for Humanity, Tampa Bay Gulf Side, is that you are teaching people about making smart financial choices, financial independence, and taking an active role in their home ownership so that they can have that sense of sense of value that you cannot get from any other way than by doing things yourself. But sometimes it takes a little help and education, and that's part of the wonderful program that Habitat has been involved with over the years. Mike, why don't you start by introducing those who may not have met you yet through the show, a little bit about yourself and your involvement with Habitat for Humanity.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. I've had the privilege of serving as the CEO for this organization for the last 11 years. I've spent a total of 16 years, however, with the Habitat brand. I spent about 5 years with the Habitat organization in Texas. Mm-hmm. We are in 1,100 communities around the U.S. We're also in 70-plus countries around the world. And what's really cool about Habitat Tampa Bay Gulf Side is that we are the second largest producing Habitat affiliate in the entire country. Which, you know, says a couple things. One, there's a huge housing need in our region. We know that people are being priced out, and so Habitat's one of those solutions. Mm-hmm. to try to help keep people local and anchor them into our community. But it also says a lot about the community in which we live that continues to wrap their arms around our organization and find ways to support the Habitat mission.
Right, because it's not just the need, but you can't fill that need if people aren't there making donations of resources, time, and money so that you can, you know, walk it out. So it shows both. What is the one area that beats Tampa Bay? You know off the top of
your head? I think the main thing is that we are in a community that folks love it here, right?
Right.
Where I often joke that, you know, we live in paradise. And, you know, you go out to the beaches or you know, anywhere where there's some tourists, people pay a lot of money to come visit this area, and we're fortunate that we get to live here. And if we want this to continue to be an amazing place for people to visit and people to live, we have to find affordable places for the working class community.
Absolutely.
You know, people that work in hospitality and people that are in the restaurant business, you know, services that we rely on a regular basis. And, you know, that's exactly what Habitat is doing. We're partnering with families that we come in contact with every day. It's not a free program that a lot of people think it is.
Right.
The families we partner with are purchasing the house with a zero interest mortgage.
Right.
And that zero interest mortgage is what guarantees the affordability and helps anchor them in their local community.
How is it possible? Help us understand why you're able to give a zero interest mortgage.
Yeah, so part of it is really the reliance on the donations we're able to raise to help move our mission forward. But then we're also just fortunate to have some amazing banking partners who provide us with a unique product that is reliant on the sweat equity hours that the homeowner candidates have to put in, as well as that education you mentioned. That's really the key. All of our homeowners go through a series of 36 homebuyer education classes. Those classes help to teach them everything they need to know about owning their own home and getting involved in the community. And so by the homeowner candidates finishing all that sweat equity and all those classes, the bank then in turn offers a zero interest loan. You know, there's some CRA, Community Reinvestment Act credits that are involved with that. And but at the end of the day, these banks are really helping get folks into a home that wouldn't normally qualify outside of the Habitat program.
Right. I think it's there are a lot of working parts, and I know there are a lot of grants and support that happens behind the scenes. But I think it really comes back to the education you were talking about, helping people understand what's involved in home ownership, how to stay financially stable and secure, and to be able to give that to their families. And the fact that there are many partners willing to work towards getting that 0% interest so that they can pay for their homes. And I've seen it time and time again throughout charitable works throughout the Tampa Bay area. When people are putting in for themselves, when they're buying something instead of being given it in a full charitable donation, which is wonderful, but when they are financially and physically invested in it, it means a lot more. And I think the success rate will go up because that is something they're doing for themselves. Yes, they have help, but yes, they learned what they needed to, and they're walking it out day after day, month after month, by continuing to make those payments.
100%. We, you know, we refer to it as a hand up, not a handout.
Right.
Here at Habitat. And the families that partner with us, they're looking for an opportunity. They're not looking for something for free,
right,
by any means. They want to be able to build a future for their family. There's still no better way to build generational wealth than through home ownership,
right,
in the United States. And so this is giving them that opportunity. And you're right, the success, the numbers show it. We've built nearly 1,000 homes in our community. We've had 7 foreclosures in our history and only one in the last 15 years.
Wow.
And that's because of that education, Schreiner. That's the most important piece to what we do.
I think people need to understand that. Over 40 years, almost 1,000 homes, only 15 foreclosures, and only one in the last 15 years, which was, if you're looking at that number, I'm assuming you're going back almost 15 years, which would be right at coming out of the recession when so many
Correct.
Were foreclosing. And you only had one from that point forward. That says a lot about the education and the families that get involved in the program.
And the education just continues to get better and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to, as things change, we do a lot now around cybersecurity and keeping people's financials, keeping their money safe and,
right,
and teaching them what they need to know about that kind of stuff moving forward. So we teach them how to stay away from predatory lending. These are kind of things that we didn't have to really worry about 10, 15 years ago. But, as society changes and as the culture in our community changes, we look to make changes in our education program to ensure that these folks are set up and they have the guidance and the education they need to be successful.
Right. Now, you have some upcoming milestones. You're about to break ground on your first home of 2025. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're actually, we have a ton of homes under construction right now, but what's really cool is we're actually breaking ground on our very first home in Hernando County. So we were awarded Hernando last year. We spent a little bit of time getting to know the community and hiring some staff to lead our work up there. So we're breaking ground on that very first home next week. It'll be a big celebration for us. And it'll be a big milestone as we look to provide some affordable housing in Hernando, which really lacks affordable housing in that community.
Right. I think the success of Habitat in Pasco, West Pasco and Pinellas County has certainly led to incorporating Hernando County so you can grow the mission and help even more families. Is it too early to have an estimate of how many homes you think you might break ground on and or build in 2025? And how long does it take to build a Habitat home?
Yeah, we will. Our goal is to build 90 homes in 2025.
Okay.
Again, that'll be up from this past year of building 81. We've, as an organization, have built more homes year over year for 10 straight years. Again, really kind of that speaks to the amazing community support we continue to see.
Right.
But 90, you know, we're anticipating 90 families at this time next year will be celebrating their very first Christmas in their brand new home. Again, you know, that's also breaking the cycle of poverty for those 90 families as they purchase their very first home. So, a typical Habitat home takes us about 16 weeks to build.
Wow.
We're pretty fast, so we find property, and if we can get that property cleared and ready to go, from the time we scrape the dirt to the time we finish the house, it takes us about 16 weeks to build.
I think a lot of that is due to the wonderful companies that get involved and donate time, resources, manpower. Not only that, but also the people in the community that are willing to pick up a hammer, even if for the first time, and learn a few things about home construction while putting in the sweat equity. Do you often have the families that are receiving the home working alongside and helping to build their own home?
Yeah, definitely. We have about 130 families in our program currently. They are all at different stages, but they're working on their sweat equity hours as well as their education classes. And so any given day, you'll see a handful of them out on each one of our construction sites putting in hours.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, the corporate component and the community volunteers that come out are, you know, they're the lifeblood to Habitat. It takes about 1,000 volunteer hours to build each one of the homes.
Okay.
And so you do the math across 90 houses, you know, we'll need almost 100,000 volunteer hours in 2025 to make things happen.
Right. And if somebody wants to be involved, how do they go about signing up as a volunteer?
They can do it all online, actually. Okay. If they go to habitattbg.org, which is our website, they can click on the volunteer link and it'll walk them through the entire process. And they got to, you know, fill out a waiver and watch a short safety video because safety is important on our sites.
Obviously.
And then we can get them scheduled and out on a site pretty quickly. So we're always looking for folks. We always need volunteers during the summer months. So
right. If
anybody wants to come out and really sweat, you know, July and August, we can always use them in that time of the year as well.
Well, let me ask you this then, as far as families, because I think family volunteerism is an important thing. You know, kids seeing their parents actually putting in the work as well and doing things together. What is the age range for volunteers? I know you have safety issues and all that, but how young are you willing to go? Outline for that?
So 14 and up, okay. is the age that we start at. 14 and 15 year olds can do some work out on our homes, usually stuff like landscaping and painting,
right.
Getting their hands dirty. You know, once they get to 16, 17, they can do some more work, but really until they turn 18, they're not able to handle like power tools and get on ladders and stuff. But
right,
we see a lot of high schoolers who are putting in their Bright Future hours for scholarships.
Right.
That come out and work with Habitat in order to achieve those hours.
Right, and I think people need to understand that you don't have to be those that are involved in the serious heavy lifting, you know, with the power tools in the building and you know, lifting, you know, framework up and climbing ladders. There is so much that needs to be done cleaning up all the debris, picking up nails, scrap wood, scrap metal. Before you even get to the, you know, the landscaping, the beautification, the painting, there's always work to be done of all ages, simple to the complex. So I think you're right. By 14, I think, is a great age. And not to mention that in high school, there are many requirements for certain scholarships, et cetera, like you mentioned, Bright Futures, that you have to put in that community effort. And I love the fact that you're tied in with that.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the other thing is that folks don't need any sort of experience with construction. We'll teach them the skill that we're working on that day, and our construction staff will walk hand in hand with them to make sure they feel comfortable before they're, you know, assigned something out to work on. So,
you know, I think it's
a really cool, it's a really cool experience. They even let me go out there sometime and swing a hammer, but they typically have to follow behind me and fix everything I work on.
Yeah. How many times have you hit your thumb with that hammer? Once or twice?
Many times.
Right. You know, but that's great, though, because especially if you start with young kids, they start to realize how simple home improvement projects really can be. It's not as daunting when you see a house being built from the ground up. I think it's a wonderful experience to know what it's like as a home comes into play, the way they drill holes and studs for wiring, where plumbing goes, how it works behind the scenes within a house. It takes away some of the fear of doing home improvement projects on your own as you grow up. And so I think it's wonderful in many ways, both for the people that eventually receive the gift of home ownership and for those that are helping to give that gift. Everybody's getting a little something out of it. There's no wasted effort on a Habitat project.
For sure. For sure. And we hear often that folks have learned skills out on our work site that have helped them when they were doing remodel or what have you. So it's not uncommon to, you know, hear someone installed new cabinets in their home because they learned how to install cabinets on a Habitat site. So there's also that piece of it that we love to hear that people, you know, get something out of it.
We are speaking with Mike Sutton from the Habitat Tampa Bay Gulfside, which is the new name and the expansion to include Hernando County in addition to Pinellas and West Pasco. And I mentioned earlier that you've got your milestone of your first groundbreaking for Hernando coming up in 10 days, but that's not only the only big event happening this year. You have a CEO build chaired by the Stars from the 100-day Dream Home, correct? That's happening beginning this month.
Yeah, it's our fourth annual CEO build. This year, it has a little bit of a twist on it as Mika and Brian from the 100-Day Dream Home on HGTV are co-hosting our CEO build. And yeah. So the entire project will be highlighted in an episode on their upcoming season. So that's exciting that Habitat will be part of an entire episode. It'll help us to break down a lot of the misconceptions of the Habitat mission, but it'll also really kind of shine a light on what our families have to go through in order to own their own home.
I think that's really important because as people learn that this is not just, oh, here's a family in need, have a house, goodbye. They're actually going to be involved in paying for the house, the 0% loan that we were talking about. And I think that leads to people being more likely to donate time, resources, or even money to an organization like yours because they see that there's a personal investment by the recipient. It's not just a total gift. There is effort that has to be made. You have to earn one of these homes.
And I think that's what's so exciting about our CEO build. You know, we've been doing this now for 4 years. It involves about 70 regional leaders from around the Tampa Bay region. And they get to get out on the site and work alongside a homeowner candidate. They get to see the mission at work. And then they're able to go back to their company and talk to their employees and their leadership and figure out a way that they too can get involved with the organization, but also how important it is for them to help support affordable housing in our area, as everyone right now is dealing with the affordability crisis that, right, that we're seeing. And so that project and that initiative, the CEO build, has been a huge initiative for our organization.
Mike, let me ask you this. You said that it takes about 16 weeks, so we're talking 4 months to build a home. If people are volunteering to help, what is your expectation? What do you ask for a time commitment for a volunteer?
It can be as simple as 3 hours. We do have some shifts that people will work about 6 hours, but you know, if someone can carve off a morning and come work out on the site with us, you know, it's amazing what you can get done in a 3 hour time frame.
Yeah, it's the many hands make light work theory. You got more people, you know, picking up, cleaning up, moving, bringing in materials, those that have the skills working on, you know, it really works well together when it's as organized as after building almost 1,000 homes, you guys have it down to a science. You can really put people to work efficiently. So the reason I asked was I don't want people to be afraid, like, I don't have 16 weeks, but I could give a few hours on a Saturday once a month. Well, that could be worked into the schedule.
Exactly. And that's what we're looking for, folks, to just dedicate a couple hours to come work out on a site with us. We do have a group of volunteers. We call them our weekday warriors. Right. They're folks that, you know, we'll put on the schedule with our staff and they're making a bit of a longer commitment to the volunteer component.
Mm-hmm.
So they may see an entire home from start to finish, or you know, we have a few folks that are on our weekday warrior crew that have been involved with us for 20, 30 years. And so there's all kinds of volunteer opportunities, and one of the things our staff does a really good job of is talking to each volunteer about what their desire is and what they're looking to accomplish, and how we can engage them on an individual basis.
Right. Now, and I know you love your volunteers, but I also don't want to undercut the importance of financial donations as well. I know that cold hard cash is kind of an emotionalist giving. It doesn't have the impact of picking up a hammer, getting dirty, maybe getting a splinter or two. That is very rewarding. I don't want people to think that by giving a cash donation, if you got $20, $50, whatever, there's tremendous value in that too, because you do need money to make all this come together.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, since COVID, a typical Habitat home is costing us about $100,000 more than it did in 2020.
Oh, wow.
And so the unfortunate piece of that, Shriner, is that the affordability of our homeowners has not increased, right? So we're not a typical builder that we can just take those added costs and just, put them onto the homeowner to make up the difference. So the way that we're able to continue to build more homes is we have to find a way to subsidize the extreme costs that we see, especially
right,
with things like land development and infrastructure. And so every donation that goes into Habitat, 95 cents is put into the construction of the homes, which is a pretty significant investment there. We're proud of the fact that, you know, for every dollar, 95 cents goes back into the construction of the homes, but every dollar is needed in order to make the mission continue to work.
The more times I have the opportunity to talk to you, Mike, the more questions I get in my mind, like I'm sure you've worked with architects and you have a standard home design. Do you have several? What's the standard size of a Habitat for Humanity home, and or does it depend on the recipient and their needs?
It's all dependent on the recipient. So when they're approved into the program, at that point, we know how large their home will be.
Okay.
We build 2, 3, and 4-bedroom homes. We do from time to time do a 5-bedroom or even a 6-bedroom, depending on the family size.
Right.
But a typical size is about a 3-2 with a 1-car garage.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a number of different floor plans, and you know, one of the challenges we always deal with specifically in Pinellas County is that when we find property, sometimes we have to alter the plan to ensure that it fits on the lot. But when we're doing subdivision work, we're able to kind of do much more of a standardized plan across the entire project. So every home is unique in some way, but we do build to the family size as they're accepted into the program. So that's a little bit different than, you know, maybe a spec builder out there.
I understand. That's great. Now, I want to get back to donations, and it's not always the straight donation. One of the things you have coming up in a few months is your annual gala. Can you tell us about that? Because a good time for a great cause where people can contribute money, then go out and see the impact of their donations and have a good time while they're doing it is a great way to spread awareness and raise funds. So what about your gala this year?
Yeah, our gala is coming up. I'm a little biased because I think it's the best one in town. But our gala will take place on April the 4th at the Vinoy in St. Petersburg. The theme this year is Nashville Nights. It'll be a fun party. We have a great band that we're bringing in from Nashville.
I'm going to say, if you're dealing with Music City, the entertainment has to be top notch.
Oh, for sure. And this group, we're going to be announcing them very soon.
Okay.
But we're very excited about the music, and it'll just be a great party. Last year, our community came together and raised over $1 million for our mission that night.
Oh.
And so, we anticipate a fun event, a fun time, raising some money, but also having some fun and celebrating the Habitat mission. People can find all the details on our website in terms of tickets and sponsorships. But we definitely invite the community to come out and support our event, and put on those cowboy boots and have some fun.
There's nothing like in a denim to diamonds kind of night where you get people coming out and really excited about being able to have a good time and raise funds for cause. $1 million last year. I hope you top it, because I mean I'm just trying to think of how many families from that one event are assisted into getting into their hopefully forever home and are able to have that power of home ownership for their family. So make sure you go to their website and you know, get your tickets, make your reservations so you can be there at the event. And again, the website, which we'll keep repeating, is habitattbg.org for Habitat Tampa Bay Gulfside. Habitattbg.org. And you get all the information there about Habitat for Humanity and this particular event and others. And as you mentioned, you've got, I think, 938 families served into the homeownership program. You want to do 90. Yep. So sometime this year, you're going to hit that 1,000 home mark, are you not?
Yeah, our 1,000th homeowner is in our program currently. They haven't been assigned yet, but that home will, we anticipate, breaking ground on that home sometime probably in July or August. We look forward to a big celebration around that. Not many Habitat affiliates around the country have built 1,000 homes.
Right.
So it's a great milestone. And, you know, at the end of the day, 1,000 families is a significant amount, especially for an organization that when we started in 1985, we were building one home at a time, you know, for the first 19 years or so.
Right.
You know, really in the last 10 to 15 years, the organization has built over 75% of our homes in that time frame. That 1,000th home number wouldn't be possible without our amazing community.
So you don't quite know who that homeowner will be yet, but I think that'll be a very special moment once you start getting down to that time frame and figure out which house will be finished at that time. I can't imagine, as you mentioned earlier in this conversation, Mike, the fact that you're going to have 90-ish people who currently do not own a home in their first home for Christmas, I think, is a dream come true. I can't imagine what those family, what it'll be like for those families as they approach that milestone.
Every single Habitat home, you know, we do a dedication at the end, and it's the best 15 minutes of the day, and every single family, again, has their own unique story on how they come to us. And they never get old. You know, I've been a part of about 700 home dedications over the years, and every single one of them is unique, and every single one of them means a lot, not only to that family, but to our community. And, you know, no matter how many we do in a year, each one's special.
Right. By the way, speaking of special, I think we would be remiss if we didn't bring up the advocacy and physical labor, the work of Jimmy and Rosalind Carter. Jimmy Carter recently passing away. And that was one of the things he was so well known for, is being on site, volunteering his time to help physically construct homes for Habitat for Humanity. What are the thoughts within the organization about him and his legacy?
You know, Jimmy Carter, you know, helped to put Habitat on the map. He got involved with the organization in 1984. Habitat was still very much a grassroots organization at the time, with this vision to help families obtain affordable home ownership. I think Jimmy and Rosalind saw it as an opportunity to get engaged with an organization that aligned with their values.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over the years, he helped to build or renovate 4,500 homes across 14 countries. And he leveraged his post-presidency as a way to uplift the Habitat mission and help us to build the brand to a place now where we're one of the most recognizable brands in the world. While it, you know, a sad time that he's passed on, he lived a full 100 years and has left an amazing legacy. I know that over the last week or so, I have felt more of a tug of responsibility of, you know, how do we continue to serve more families, and how do we find a way to carry out that legacy in the work that we do every day in our own local community.
Right.
So he'll definitely be missed, but you know, what he's what he's left behind will only help habitat into the future.
Right, and is looking at some of his history with the Carter Work Project and the home building events organized by Habitat for Humanity, and like you said, since 84 and 14 countries working with over 100,000 individual volunteers. It's not just homes. I understand he also helped build things like a daycare center in Miami in the 90s, you know. So he was looking at ways to serve the community, not just with home ownership, but with, you know, responsible construction for the community. And I think we need to remember and honor that by continuing to be involved and elevate organizations such as yours.
Yeah, I think he saw this opportunity as a former president to really get out and get his hands dirty. And, you know, we often see presidents when they leave office, they go on book tours and they go, you know, do appearances,
speaking
events,
yeah,
that kind of thing. And while he did a lot of that, he also, you know, really put some labor behind his name.
I like to imagine that he would put his name and face and hands on a home project in the morning, then go get cleaned up and do a speaking engagement in the evening and you know, maximize his time. I've always felt that he was a great example of a former president by getting involved the way he did personally with people in communities around the country and around the world, as you mentioned, 14 different countries where he helped build homes. So I think it's a great legacy for both the Carter family and for Habitat for Humanity. All right, so what else have we not covered? Because I know I've kept you for like a half an hour. What else do you want people to know about Habitat for Humanity and the expansion as Habitat Tampa Bay Gulfside?
You know, I think the last thing I would mention is, in addition to that 1,000th home, in addition to breaking ground in Hernando County, you know, Habitat is celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. So we have been around for 40 years now. And while we would love to eradicate, substandard housing and provide affordable housing to everyone, there's such a need. And, we really do appreciate everything the community continues to do, not only for Habitat, but so many countless amazing organizations throughout Tampa Bay. And we just encourage everyone to find a way to get involved.
Yeah.
And, We hope people will support Habitat as we move forward and find ways to continue to serve families in our community.
Right. And if people are listening thinking, how do we get involved in this, from maybe you know somebody that is struggling and is trying hard to become a homeowner, if you want to apply, all that information is there. The navigation bar at the top of the page. There's a homeowner application. There's an HOC doc upload that you can look at. All the information is there. Of course, you can reach out and contact them with specific questions, too. So, again, the website is habitattbg.org. That's TBG for Habitat Tampa Bay Gulfside. So habitattbg.org is the website, and you'll be able to look up how they're serving Pinellas, West Pasco, and now Hernando County here in the Tampa Bay area. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, open invitation as you're coming up on your gala, as you're coming up on your groundbreaking in Hernando. Of course, I'll keep referencing it because that's in just 10 days. Or you're coming up on your 1,000th home. We'd love to be able to help spread awareness and get people excited about being involved, especially from the volunteer and donation aspect of it, because I think that's where most of us will find ourselves, not in need of a home, but of a need of giving back to the community that has been so great to us. So, Mike, thank you for all the work you and your staff and team do at Habitat for Humanity. It's a tremendous asset to the Tampa Bay community.
Thanks so much, Reiner. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mike. This is Tampa Bay Today at Podcast Radio Tampa Bay. We'll be right back.